Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am your loyal host, speaking with Mark Pilkington, economic historian and retail expert. And you've done an outstanding job, Mark, of laying the foundation for us, helping us understand how retail got its start. And as we look at that, and you've shared with us the issues surrounding mass production, from there down the supply chain into the stores where markups, plural, took place to the point where we really, really began to have to take a second look at what we as consumers have been paying over the past 250 years for the products that we've been buying. If you could share with us some more insights about how the retail process works, as you share with us some of your own story about your involvement with the Wonder Bra.
Certainly, yes. Well, my involvement with Wonder Bra was in the late 1980s, early 2000s. The Wonder Bra was actually a Canadian product, and my company, Gossard, had licensed it for Europe way back in the 1960s, and it was quite big in the 60s. I don't know whether you're aware. Do you know what the Wonder Bra is?
I do remember some of the commercials.
Well, it was a push-up bra, right? So it gave you a great figure. It was probably, at the time, the best push-up bra in the world. But during the 1970s and early 1980s, there was a whole movement away from the Wonder Bra-type look in the kind of hippie era, where women were burning their bras, and there was a lot of feeling that the Wonder Bra was a slightly artificial contraption that was really to please men. So the zeitgeist was against the Wonder Bra in that period, and so sales dropped off. And in fact, the product was discontinued in Canada and North America, and it only remained in London and a few places in the UK where we had it. And then in the late 1980s and early 1990s, the wind changed again, and we had Madonna and we had the supermodels, and you know, women were in work in more senior jobs, and they were more confident, and it suddenly became okay to dress in a sexy way again, and that's really where the Wonder Bra started to get back into popularity and was being worn by a lot of models. And they were wearing their mothers, you know, because it was been an old product that had been around forever. And it got noticed by Vogue magazine in London, and they wrote a one-page article about this classic product that was making a huge comeback. We then really pushed the marketing of Wonder Bra in the UK, and we got it in every single newspaper and TV program in the UK. And one thing you should know about the UK is that particularly the newspapers in that era were very, very fond of putting ladies in, you know, not very much clothes in their papers. So the Wonder Bra was a natural product for them to push, and they loved it. So they really, really pushed it, and it became a huge hype in the UK originally. So much so that we completely ran out of stock. And I was a lot younger then, and I had like girls coming up to me in the gym and saying, "Can you get? We understand. We've heard that you're connected with the Wonder Bra. Can you get me one?" Cause nobody could get them, which obviously was quite nice at that age. You know, it absolutely exploded. And then we took it into continental Europe first. We launched it in Paris, and we launched it in Italy. We launched it in Germany, and everywhere it went, it became a huge success. And the company grew and grew and grew, and it became this kind of monster. It became at one stage, it was in a huge corporation, and it came at one stage like half the profits of this huge corporation were being generated out of this one bra. And it was completely out of step with the rest of the corporation, you know, it was this phenomenon. We faced an issue with, because we didn't own it, it was licensed out of Canada. And when it became really, really successful, due to some corporate restructuring and changes, the company in Canada ended up being part of a huge corporation that owned one of our big rivals in Europe. And they decided at the end of 1993 that they were going to take it back. So by this stage, you know, we had tons of factories and, you know, thousands of workers all churning this product out, and suddenly we were going to lose it. So I then had to launch son of Wonder Bra, which we called Ultra Bra, or in the US it was called Super Uplift, and I then launched that and launched it into Europe. Now, we'd never had the rights to sell Wonder Bra in the States, and although it was in Canada, it wasn't known in America. And as part of that war with our rival company, which, by the way, was called Bra Wars, as you might expect in the UK, while Bra Wars was raging in the UK and Europe, I sneaked over to New York, and I got myself a really fantastic PR agency in New York, and we basically hit it big in the US, and we got it. We did it at some power breakfast hotel in New York where Henry Kissinger was having breakfast, and suddenly there's all these models coming through in these bras, and we had like 8 or 9 TV crews, and it just went crazy. It went mad, and we had it in. We launched it with Saks Fifth Avenue, and they had the biggest day they'd ever had with any product launch in Saks Fifth Avenue the day that we launched it. And we went and we were on CNN and we were on NBC and ABC and on all the shows. And I was going through New York with this huge poster of the Wonder Bra all broken down and into pieces. And people were spotting me in the streets and say, "It's that bra guy, it's that bra guy," because they'd seen, you know, it was constantly on CNN. So, you know, we were on all the shows. It was absolutely brilliant. And we then went to Saks, and we'd had a whole wall of this bra, and it was all just wiped out. And there were people coming out, women coming out of the changing rooms and wandering around, dancing around the lingerie department in their bras. And the vice president who I was working with, the Saks vice president, was saying, "You've got to stop them because I'm going to get fired," because, it was a very conservative society in those days. And they were absolutely not allowed to have people come out of the fitting room. And all the sort of high-ups from Saks were coming down to see what was going on. And it was absolute chaos. And then it went all the way across America. Huge thing. So for about 18 months, I got flown all around the States doing promotions and going on shows. It was an extraordinary experience. And we got more coverage in that period than the OJ trial, which was the other huge story that was happening at that time. So it was an absolutely brilliant experience. I love America. Americans are so enthusiastic. And I had a brilliant time just going over. And the funny thing was, we had like one sales guy, because we weren't big in the US. And he was like he was nearly retired. And I think he had a bit of a weak heart or something. And his wife phoned me up one day, and she said, "You're trying to kill Tony, because it got out of hand." Because his phone, we had like only about 50 store distribution in the US, and they were usually mom and pop stores. And suddenly, all the big American groups, you know, the Macy's and the Bloomingdale's and Saks and all these guys, the Nordstrom's and even Marcus's, they were all hounding him on his phone, saying, "We need it, we need it, we need it," you know, and it was going crazy. And he was like just going crazy because it was just him. And he had to go out and hire like 20 people to do all the sales because he just couldn't handle it. But it was an amazing experience. It was it was fantastic fun.
One of those kinds of problems that you really enjoy having.
Yeah, I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it really made my career, because I became this kind of corporate hero in my corporate. No one had ever done this kind of thing, you know. It was all quite sort of middle of the road, you know, and suddenly there was all this thing happening. Anyway, that's the story of the Wonder Bra.
And a wonderful story it is. I tell you what.
Yeah, wonderful to be associated with it. Yeah.
Our guest, everyone, Mark Pilkington, and I will be right back. Stay with us.